that game actually was. Celtic's opening league season was a mixture of experiences, including illegal payments, threats of expulsion, points deductions, and various other arguments. 135 years on, this is the story of Celtic and the start of the Scottish Football League. Before there was a Football League in Scotland, the majority of a team's season was spent playing friendlies, alongside participating in various local, regional and national cup contests. This could create financial problems for clubs. Despite the payment of players being banned in Scotland until 1893, many teams did this anyway, and they had other costs too, such as paying for ground developments. As such, many clubs in Scotland, especially those in the cities and larger towns, wanted a more predictable income. Playing in a league would achieve this, as it would give a certain number of guaranteed fixtures every year. Therefore, in March 1890, clubs met at Holton's Hotel in Glasgow. They agreed that after the summer they would start the Scottish Football League. This wasn't a universally welcome development. Many clubs and people, most notably Queen's Park, were entirely opposed to this. They believed that a league system was simply a Trojan horse to force the introduction of paying players, which is in fact what happened. Newspapers at the time carried many anti-league comments. Despite this, the country's biggest clubs, excluding Queen's Park, chose to continue their plans. The first Scottish League began in August 1890. 11 teams started the season, although this was not the number that would finish it. Clubs from the West Coast dominated this first title race, with 10 league members drawn from that area. This was Fird Lanark, Abercorn, Cambuslang, Celtic, Cowlairs, Dumbarton, Rangers, Renton, St Mirren and Vale of Leven. The sole East Coast representative was Hearts. On the 16th of August 1890, the first set of fixtures took place in the Scottish League. Celtic opponents on this day were Renton. The Dumbartonshire side was one of the country's top teams, most famously being crowned world champions after winning the 1888 Scottish Cup and then beating the FA Cup holders West Bromwich Albion. Renton would pose a big challenge, but it was one the boys were more than confident of meeting. They had been a major part of discussions which pushed to create the league, and now Celtic had hopes of claiming the maiden title. For this first game, Renton made the journey to Glasgow's East End, coming to the original Celtic Park. This match, which was watched by a crowd of 8,000, proved to be a disaster for the home team. The Celtic side had a certain makeshift element to it, one that flagged up a difference with the modern game. In goal for the boys was Jimmy McLaren. Known as the Old General, he was actually an outfield player. But other than that, the boys had a strong team. Despite starting with high hopes, within a minute, the Celts trailed thanks to a goal from Renton's John Cameron. This wasn't simply the opening goal of the match, but also in the history of the league. Or at least it was at the time it was scored. If green and white supporters hoped for a comeback, they'd be sorely disappointed. Within half an hour, the Celts were 3 goals behind, after conceding twice in the space of a minute on the half-hour mark. The away team's James McCall and James Brown this time celebrated. The game was in danger of becoming a rout, so when Hugh Gallagher scored for the Celts just before half-time, it brought relief all round. With 45 minutes still to play, and the deficit now being only 2 goals, Celtic had the chance to fight back. In the second half, the boys pressed for the second goal that would transform their hopes. Almost from kickoff, they got this. However, Renton just managed to clear from a corner. Now that Celtic had the wind advantage, they kept their opponents hemmed back. Despite this, the goal they desperately needed would not come. Renton's goalkeeper John Gow was especially praised for his performance. And then with 10 minutes remaining, the match effectively ended when McCall got his second and made it 4-1 to Renton. Celtic had to settle for a heavy defeat, giving them sad memories of the league's beginning. And so, this would all seem to be fairly simple. Celtic played their first league game and lost to Renton. You'd be forgiven for asking, where is the mystery? Well, that's because of what came later. The problems arose further down the line, and related to the issue of professionalism, or the payment of players. As noted earlier, this was a controversial topic. Many people believed sport should be an amateur pursuit and were outraged at the suggestion of giving wages to players. At this time, Scottish football rules prevented any payments being made. There are numerous examples of clubs facing penalties and punishment for breaking these regulations. However, the reality is that almost all major clubs were secretly doing so. In later years, Celtic manager Willie Mailey said that Queen's Park were the only team to not do this. There's numerous examples of attempts to circumvent these rules. Rangers once claimed that a fire had destroyed their financial records. An investigation into Celtic was told that the club's records were inaccessible because illness meant they were infected. And Hibernians submitted years' worth of records, during which time they'd had different club secretaries, all in the one set of handwriting. Celtic's league game confusion all began in Edinburgh. St Bernard's were a prominent side in this era, who had been part of discussions to set up the Scottish League, although didn't in fact play in the first season. They were accused by another Edinburgh team called Adventurers of paying players, and the eventual result was that St Bernard's were found guilty and suspended from the Scottish FA. In order to keep playing, St Bernard's reorganised unofficially under the title Edinburgh Saints. They arranged a friendly game with Renton, but the Scottish FA refused permission for this. Despite that, the match went ahead, causing outrage from the SFA, who threatened action. Renton's problem was it wasn't the first time in 1890 that they had faced challenges relating to rule-breaking. In May of that year, a team called Old Renton had played Celtic in a friendly, which was really a benefit for the well-known Renton forward James McCall. Given that this appeared to involve paying a player, Celtic and Renton faced censure. There were various possible punishments that could have been imposed. Celtic, however, protested that it was nothing to do with them, saying that they had simply played a game and were not responsible for how Renton chose to then spend their share of the money. Ultimately, both sides were warned, and two players, McCall and Celtic's James Kelly, were given a ban. But now Renton had been seen to flout the SFA's rules twice in quick succession, and this could not be tolerated. As a consequence, in October 1890, Renton were banned by the SFA. The consequence of this was that they could not play any official games, which meant they had to be expelled from the Scottish League. This posed a problem for the new competition. They had started with 11 teams and played many games, but now one side had dropped out. Although there was a suggestion that Queen's Park could replace them, eventually that didn't happen. Instead, it was decided to expunge all of Renton's games to date from the official records. It's from here that the Celtic confusion begins. The boys' first league fixture had been versus Renton, except that match was no longer counted as having taken place. As a result, Celtic's first league game and first home match are very different. Back in August, 1 week after losing to Renton, the Celts had an away game at Tynecastle. This was not only the Celtics' first ever away game in the league, it later became recorded as the club's official first game. The outcome was very different from the Celtic Park experience. On the 23rd of August 1890, the boys travelled to Edinburgh where they would face Hearts. 8,000 fans were in Gorgie to watch the fixture, and they certainly saw a lot of goals. Celtic had a strong team, although it wasn't Jimmy McLaren in the goal, but instead a new signing, James Bell, and that later caused its own problems. On a day which mixed between heavy rain and bright sunshine, Celtic arrived late at the ground. 25 minutes after the match should have begun, kick-off was taken. Hearts started well, pressing back their opponents, and were unlucky with different chances. However, the Celts defended stoutly. Like Celtic, Hearts had lost their first game, meaning both sides were determined to get on the winning track. As such, Celtic soon worked their way into the game and created their own chances. After 11 minutes, it was green cheers that reverberated around the ground. The ball was played to Johnny Madden and he put the Celts in front. The boys were forced down to 10 men for a period following a bad foul on Peter Doubts. Hearts couldn't capitalise on this advantage, and in fact, it was the boys that next celebrated, thanks to Madden doubling his tally. Once Dowds returned to the field, Celtic pushed on, and later, Willie Groves made it 3-0 to the visitors by the interval. The second half saw the home fans encourage forward their men. They had chances. On one occasion, Celtic's Jimmy McLaren was said to be too fat to keep up with his opponent, but they couldn't score. And the next celebration came from Groves, who got his second of the day. There was now only going to be one winner, but the game largely petered out. It seemed there were to be no more goals until just short of the death. The injured Peter Dowd marked his return with a goal when he took control of the ball and walked it round the Hearts keeper, securing an impressive 5-0 victory. At full time, this was recorded as being Celtic's first league win and first away victory too. However, in later times, with Renton's games being voided, it would also come to be counted as Celtic's first game. But now that the Renton match wasn't counted, what then was Celtic's first official home league game? Well, that took place 1 week after the Tynecastle trip, on the 30th of August 1890. On that occasion, it was Cambus Lang who made the short journey to Celtic Park. At the start of the match, Celtic's hopes weren't high. Despite their big victory in the previous match, the boys started with many players carrying an injury. The consequence of this was that by half-time, they trailed 1-0 to the visitors. The large crowd of fans were less than impressed. However, the second half would prove to be a much brighter affair. Shortly after the restart, Peter Dowd equalised for the boys, and then, in quick succession, Johnny Madden and then Dowd's added more goals to the Celtic tally. With the home team now controlling things, the tension eased around the ground. Madden would once again have the chance to cheer when he made it 4, and Willie Maley added a late 5th to seal a big win. Even a final goal from Cambus Lang did nothing to change the overall result. The Celts had their first ever home league victory in an eventually comfortable 5-2 match. Over the course of the rest of the season, the boys wouldn't enjoy great success. They did win the Glasgow Cup, but fell short in the Scottish Cup and League Charity Cup, and in the league they had particular problems. James Bell had been the goalkeeper in the Hearts game, which was now the club's first official league match. Unfortunately, it later transpired that he'd been ineligible to play in this. This led to Celtic being deducted 4 points in punishment, which was an experience shared by Cowlairs and Fird Lanark. At the end of the season, the Celts finished on 21 points, 8 behind the eventual champions Dumbarton and Rangers. These two sides were both on 29 points, and this was in the days before goal difference was used to separate tied clubs. Instead, they held a playoff match to decide the title's destination, but this ended in a draw. Then in a Scottish League meeting held at Aitkins Hotel in Argyle Street, it was agreed to award the title to both sides. The fact that this first title was given to Rangers in a meeting is perhaps worth noting. Many Ibrox fans criticised Celtic's 2020 title, which was awarded in a meeting owing to the effects of Covid curtailing the season. The following season, Dumbarton would emerge as the sole winners, and it would be 1893 before the boys would first taste title glory and bring home the league flag. And actually, it would be 6 decades until the boys won the league trophy, because there wasn't one awarded until after World War II's conclusion. All of this tries to explain why there's such confusion over Celtic's first league game. The boys did lose to Renton on the opening day of the inaugural league season. However, because Renton's results were later voided, it was a big win versus Hearts the week after, which is Celtic's first official league game. And let's face it, when it comes to recording achievements and events, winning 5-0 in a game sounds a lot better than losing 4-1. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X or Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.